Welcome to Reliability Matters, a podcast for the electronic assembly industry. Each episode covers topics related to reliability, best practices, and environmentally responsible assembly techniques with insights from experts across the electronic assembly industry. Now, here's your host, Mike Conrad.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Reliability Matters. On this episode, I have no guests, no experts, no best practice commentary. This is the last episode for 2020. As I do every year, in January of 2020, I wrote a message from the president on our company website. I had such high expectations for 2020, even comparing the year with the 2020 term used to quantify vision. Who would have thought just 2 months later so much would change? While 2020 is nearly over, I'm sure that I'm not alone in saying that there's not much about 2020 that I'll miss. While the majority of 2020 events were not good, tragic actually, in many ways, and while nothing can be worth the lives that have been lost this year, there are a few silver linings. One such silver lining is the worldwide adoption of virtual communication technology. While such technologies existed well before 2020, the adoption of these technologies surged forward this year, not out of desire, but rather out of necessity. At my company, we've been conducting webinars for many years, even before the term webinar was even coined. The challenges back in those early days were numerous. Most common was the viewer's lack of knowledge with the technology behind the digital meeting platform. Additionally, the relatively slow bandwidth of the day left many viewers viewing frozen screens while listening to garbled audio. As I said, thankfully, so much has changed. This year, we watched several trade shows turn virtual. Can a trade show be successfully conducted in a virtual platform? Well, yes and no. The traditional trade show floor was difficult to reproduce in a virtual platform. The technical conference part of the trade show, however, was much more successful in a virtual format. One might even say a virtual format of a technical conference provided several advantages over a live conference. Attendees of a technical conference weren't forced to choose presentations that were on competing tracks. The virtual platform allowed all presentations to be viewed and even reviewed on demand. In the early days of the pandemic, when states began to shut down, our social life turned virtual. My wife and I scheduled multiple virtual game nights with our friends, enjoying cocktails and sharing our experiences. We even attempted, unsuccessfully, a karaoke game night. That was an unqualified disaster. That's when we all learned the importance of latency. If there's any audio engineers listening, you know exactly what I mean. For businesses, many sent their employees home to work. Thanks to our modern age of digital communication, this was more successful than many businesses expected. Many high-profile businesses have committed to stay-at-home employees after the pandemic ends. We'll see if that actually happens. The effects of this pandemic remind me of wildfires, an annual occurrence here in Southern California, where I live. A wildfire can completely destroy a city block, but skip one or two houses on that block, leaving them completely unscathed. While many businesses around the world have been tragically decimated by this pandemic, other businesses have managed to stay the course, and even some are thriving. The electronics industry as a whole has managed to remain somewhat insulated by the otherwise tragic decline in business other industries face. While there are some exceptions, our industry luckily has remained largely and relatively intact. The world survives on electronics production. Whether the production is for the medical industry, communications, defense, or a number of other essential applications, the electronics industry is, now more than ever, vital to mankind and civilization in general. While fear, concern, and even anger are common emotions these days, there seems to be a sliver of optimism on the horizon. Let's hope and pray that 2021 witnesses the end of the pandemic and the healing of people, businesses, and the restoration of normalcy. I began this podcast on November 10th, 2018. My thought was to conduct an experiment with this relatively new communications platform. I thought at the time that I would produce 5 or 6 episodes. I am pleased to say that this is the Reliability Matters episode number 59. Also, we just passed the 10,000th download. 10,000. Never in my wildest imagination did I ever think we would reach that kind of number. This, of course, is only possible because of you and my guests. I would like to thank my many guests to date, and this is a bit of a list. Bob Willis, Eric Camden, Paco Solis, Wendy Kasker, Dr. Craig Hillman, Doug Pauls, Phil Zaro, Jim Hall, Ravi Partha Sarathi, Umit Tosin, Dr. Terry Price, Sal Sparacino, Dr. Mike Bixenman, Dr. David Bernard, Michelle Ogahara, Sherry Stepp, M.B. Allen, Fred Schenkelberg, Phil Stoughton, Brian D'Amico, Yash Sataria, Paul Mullen, Mike Logan, Phil Kinner, Manuel Schulig, Elizabeth Kidd, Robert Boguski, Mark Levin, John Roden, Kay Parker, Alan Morgan, Brooke Sandy, David Heller, Greg Smith, Tony Lentz, Barbara and Ed Kanensberg, Dr. Darren Williams, Dr. John Mitchell, Mike Buto, Mark Hughes, Greg Zeraldo, Greg Papandrew, Keith Bryant, Dr. Mike Stahl, Dr. Jenny Wang, Dr. Chris Jackson, Ray Prasad, Matthew Chalkley, David Alexander, Tanya Martin, Greg Vance, Matt Kelly, Dr. Bill Cardoso, Dr. Sean Clancy, Trevor Galbraith, Michael Ford, Dr. Martin Enselm, Tim O'Neill, Kulian Nukala, Prakash Gango, and Graham Nesbitt. I did that in one take. We're adding to the podcast. We now offer this podcast in both an audio-only format and a video format. To watch the video version of the Reliability Matters podcast, visit our Reliability Matters YouTube channel. 2021 will start off with a fascinating interview with a true industry disruptor, Dr. Eric Fossum, the inventor of the CMOS image sensor, sometimes referred to as the camera on a chip, used today in billions of phones, digital cameras, and other devices, will be my guest. Later in January, we'll have a conversation with Dave Hillman about solder voiding. Tara Dunn will talk about flex and rigid flex circuits. And Francois Monet will talk about connectivity, data management, traceability, and analytics. That's just a small preview of what's ahead on Reliability Matters in 2021. I'd also like to thank all of our listeners and subscribers for making this podcast possible. Without you, there would be no podcast. And finally, I would like to thank Mike Buto of Circuit Assembly Magazine's PCB Chat at pcbchat.com and Fred Schenkelberg of Ascendo Reliability at reliability.fm for syndicating this show and sharing it with their audiences. If you're listening to this before the holidays, I wish you and your family a happy and healthy holiday season. I look forward to saying goodbye to 2020 and ushering in a healthier, happier, and more successful 2021. Happy New Year, everybody. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay happy, and keep doing it right.
Thanks for listening to the Reliability Matters podcast. Join us on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month for new episodes of Reliability Matters.